Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2022. This is session 18, sharing my journals from 2021. There's been a lot of no traveling this year, so I've been able to do a lot more journaling, and I have a lot more PowerPoints to do, so I'm just in the midst of sharing. There are lots of themes, particularly about intimacy and about engaging with time and engaging with creation in general, in restoration. 18th of May, I engage my focus to the realm of light in perfection, where I abide. I looked intently into the Father's face, drawing close to his heart. I initially felt the intense emotions that he felt about me, which brought me comfort and security in a really deep state of rest. But then emotions kept coming, widening the field to cover each aspect of creation one after the other. This was quite an intense experience. I began to feel what God feels for all sorts of different perspectives towards creation. I felt the overwhelming love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy, as waves of emotional desire and intention directed towards creation for restoration harmony within relationship. So I felt it. And that feeling inspires you, it motivates you, it shapes you, it forms you. I felt the Father's intent for humanity to become one family of mankind that are all blessed in union. And then I felt the Father's deep concern for the earth in all its beauty and all its wonder. And it is beautiful, and there is such a wonder about it, yet it's so broken and so fallen. And God's desire is that it will be restored. Like concentric circles, waves of desire and intent rippled out to cover all created beings, angelic, dimensional, elementals, and others that I have no knowledge of. Just feelings towards them, whoever, whatever they are, just felt there is more than I know about. And therefore, a willingness for the Father to engage. And therefore, if he's showing me, then I realize that I need to be open to engage that, perhaps in the future. The ripples continued, energized by the deepest desire and intention for the restoration of all things, the solar system, galaxy, constellations, until the whole of creation, from the smallest string of living quantum light to the largest star, will be restored and brought back into harmony and union. I felt God's passion and love for creation's harmony and his intention for the union of all things to be bathed in his loving kindness. And as I've been bathed in his loving kindness, I long for everything to be enjoying that as well. Son, your capacity to feel what we feel has increased to a level where our desire and intentions are much clearer to you. The motivation of your heart is beginning to resonate to such a level that the frequency of your intent is transforming you into an oracle, a voice that creation is responding to. And I have begun to engage with all sorts of different perspectives of creation. Son, we know what you are feeling right now, and you've felt our compassion, so cast all your cares and burdens onto us and live loving towards those who hurt you. And there are situations going on where it's been painful and hurtful. And to cast our burdens on the Lord is where he then can release compassion and love towards us. If we try and manipulate them and control them ourselves, then we'll end up coming under them. You have just experienced the deep emotions we feel towards you and creation, so you know that we know your pain. Let us care for you. And God does know. He empathizes. He lives in every quantum moment. As you seek first the kingdom, all you need will be abundantly available to you, and you know you can trust us, so do not be distracted from being. And it's so hard not to be distracted emotionally when things are going on, and we don't want to live in denial, but we can live in a sense of joy and peace and love in the midst of lots of things that are going on. Continue to choose the realities that are aligned to what you have just felt, and patiently rest in our loving care. I felt safe and cocooned in a blanket of security that comforted me greatly, and hope began to encourage me not to give up, but to persevere. Son, never give up on your hopes and dreams, because you know we will never give up on you, as we always desire the best for you, even when you do not know what that is yourself. Son, we know you trust us. Even when you go through the betrayal of others, you stay close and keep your heart aligned with ours in the choice to forgive and bless. And it's so important that we choose to forgive when people treat us in ways we wouldn't like them to. Restoration government ascensions with engaging time. So in this period, when I was engaging restorationally and governmentally, we began to engage time in quite a number of occasions. And I've shared some of those. And I just want to share an engagement that I had with a group. And these are with five or six different people. And they're sharing what they were seeing and experiencing during the engagement. And it was transcribed. And I just want to share it with you as it is. I'm not going to, it's not, these are not all my words. Some of them were my words. Some of them were words of others. Some of them were what people were seeing. But just as an example, for people to see how these things work together and how you flow together and cooperate together, see things from different perspectives, perhaps see things very differently, but there's a sense of union in it. So we engaged, experienced God, engaged the Father, saw the Father's heart, and then we then began from that place within the Father's heart to then come back and share, and then we re-engaged to actually see what do we do. And there was a question that was posed: what does it take for the sons of God to take their places and positions? We need to engage with the being of time. How do we engage with time? How does time work for us and not against us? Questions that were asked. Begin by honoring time. Time, I honor you, who I have actually treated more of as an enemy and a scarcity. Open my heart now to learn from time in the presence of the Father, in the presence of the Lord, so that I could see what my relationship should be with this being of time and how to function with him in that relationship. I honor you, time, and thank you for desiring to partner with us. Time is saying, time is not running out. You need to change your mindset and vocabulary towards that with me so that we can partner for the restoration of history, for the incubation needed for the restoration of all things. There are so many ways of talking about time which are a dishonor and a lack of trust. Time wants to work with us, not for us. So it's not a slave. Is a cooperation, a relational cooperation. We have connected time with death and aging. We have tied our understanding of time to the passage of hours, days, years, and that it's gone, and we have no access to it. I ask forgiveness for using negative words and concepts of time, for using phrases that have disrespected and dishonored time, making time an enemy rather than a friend. In the Father's presence, I engage with time, seeking for a relationship which will be fruitful and fulfilling, will enable us to outwork and fulfill all that we need to do in restoration. I ask that time would teach us about time traveling so that we may repair the breaches of the past. I repent of judging myself and others for wasting time. Father, thank you that you have given us all the time that we need. I repent of thinking of sleep as an interrupter of my activities rather than a valuing sleep. We have been given light emitting shoes to walk forwards and backwards. And this is what one person saw. We accept the invitation to partner with time. We honor that partnership and we join together for the purposes and the intentions of God's kingdom for the restoration with time. We declare we have all the time that we need. Time is not running out. Time is our friend, not our enemy. And we cooperate in partnership with time to facilitate the restoration of all the past that's affecting the present and the future. We renounce and set the separation of past, present and future as if we are living in the present, rejecting the past, not thinking about the future. We just see the whole thing as one, not limited or restricted by past, present or future. We can just learn to be at rest, knowing that we have all that we need, all resources and access that time has given us. It's available to us to expand, to contract, to travel, to be instantly be connected to places. In a sense, the speed of light, which is a function of time, enables us to be anywhere and everywhere and live in multidimensional way, unlimited by linear time. We reject the concept of linear time in favor of engaging rich time, the eternal now perspective of time that will not limit us or restrict us in any way in the fulfillment of the whole of the restoration of God's purposes. And then a scripture came, Daniel 2:20-22. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells within him. And this was a sense that God was going to reveal those deep and secret things and engage us with time for cooperating with the changes of seasons and times. Filaments of light were coming from the being of time, connecting us instantaneously with other places, time, self, history. Now, again, this is what someone saw. What does that mean? Well, we have to pursue it to see. These are quantum entangled wormholes that are instantaneous connections for multidimensional engagement. We are not limited to our own time-space continuum and framework of time. Time is basically releasing all of these things for us to follow and connect and engage with. These are the pathways, these are the partnerships, opportunities that time is releasing for us, that is connecting us with specific moments, past, present, future, all encapsulated, so there's no limitation to our engagement. But not just time, but also dimensional reality as well. This is giving us access to those dimensions. Father is saying to us, it's time now, because we're ready. We weren't ready before. We're ready now. Our understanding is where it is in regards to time. It is time now to unlock some of the treasures of darkness. I receive that, Father. I receive the treasures of darkness. And this is going back to the scripture in Daniel, but also another scripture in Isaiah. I agree and align myself with what you've decreed, that it's time. Isaiah 45:3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Yahweh, call you to by your name. And there's a sense where time and these treasures hidden in secret places are going to be unveiled for us. I want to be friends with time, and friends hang out together. So time, I would like to be your friend and hang out with you and learn from you how to redeem the time without feeling guilty about it or under undue pressure, but just to understand how time is available to us to make good use of it. We untether ourselves from our limitations concerning time. We untether ourselves from the time connected to aging and death. We untether ourselves from where time has been connected to the passage of time in moments of time that we were disconnected from. We release to those who are trapped in time, feel time's running out, feel their loss, drifting without purpose, aimless and directionless. We release the frequency of hope. We release the light. We release the truth. We release that what we've experienced, that time would be redeemed, their whole lives in relation to their destiny, their purpose, which they may feel or have been wasted or lost. We call for redemption of their purpose and their destiny, freeing them from any time constraints or sense of lost opportunities and time. We release it as a frequency of hope to inspire people to again partner with time in a completely different way, that they will be free from the restrictions and limitations that they feel time has placed on them, but they're placed on themselves in reality. So they would have the fullness of the times, those things that the Lord releases in new seasons. We call for new seasons of opportunity, of change, of transformation to take place. Now that was an encounter that we had as a group, and you can see different people have different perspectives and share. And it's always good to interact and engage and focus on what you're experiencing, but be open and available to encounter the other experiences. 19th of May. Son, the history of humanity has been manipulated and influenced by the Luciferian agenda and is a history of the achievements and knowledge sourced from the DIY tree. Now, having engaged time, it opened up the whole thing of history. And then the Father started to talk to me about history. The history of mankind can be read in the books of the Library of Heaven and records the story of our interactions with our children and the stories of their individual lives. The narrative of most history books has twisted the truth through the filters and perspective of Leviathan to be the record of I will humanistic achievements. The Luciferian agenda has been hidden deceptively to mask the political and religious spirit's interference in human history, to obscure the truth behind layers of crafted lies. In the distant past, it was emperors and kings who had history recorded to paint them in a favourable light. But in more modern times, it's the global cabals who control the finances, printing companies and media who control the narratives. Corporations have replaced empires, but the agenda for control, subjugation, division, competition, conflict and tribalism is the same. All humanistic political control systems are rooted in the tree of independence and are manipulated by the religious and political spirit for the goals of the Luciferian agenda. The hijacking of history to hide the deception dresses up the Luciferian agenda in many ways to keep humanity deceived and enslaved to worship Lucifer, who is behind humanistic independent knowledge and achievements. The truth that can be found in history are the acts of love, courage, compassion, and selflessness that are recorded and reflect our nature that is encoded within our children. Son, love wins, and the awakening of love consciousness will also awaken humanity to the truth of mankind's history and destiny, and will expose the great deception. As I was standing in the light of the Father's presence, I began to feel the unconditional love that is the very essence of God. Love's light in the light of truth that has been covered in darkness to obscure the truth, but light will always overcome darkness in the end. So there's a covering of lies, deception, which has obscured the truth, but light is penetrating to unveil it and reveal it. Darkness is only temporary, but light is eternal, as it is who we are. Deep darkness may cover the earth, but the glory of our nature within mankind will arise and shine. It's in us that we are to be the expression of light to the world, to the creation. The glory of our true identity will shine from our children to reveal from their sonship to creation and bring freedom from corruption and decay. The history of humanity has been written to display humanistic achievements that glorify independence, but their glory is but a flickering candle in comparison with the glory of mankind's true destiny. Son, all things will be restored, and the glorious freedom of creation will once again be displayed in the harmonious union of all things. The story of humanity's independence will be redeemed, and mankind's glorious beginning and future will be what is remembered. There will be a cosmic awakening of love consciousness that brings such enlightenment that all the hidden agendas of independence will fade into nothingness. All of the history of creation will be restored, and there will be no memory of what is only a hiatus, as our original intention is realized and fulfilled in the harmonious union of all things. I saw all that was within the Father's heart in a glorious quantum moment, and I rejoiced in wonder and awe. I could not do anything but smile, contented and fully satisfied, as all is as it always was supposed to be. 24th of May, which is my birthday, in fact. Son, trust us by seeking first our kingdom, and we will provide everything you need to fulfill your destiny. You know that you can trust us because you know how much we unconditionally love you, and our love will never fail or give up. It is time for you to enter into a new season of life, into a life of rest, as the shift that we have prepared for you fully comes into fruition. During the next 3 years, we desire that you focus your attention on deeper intimacy with us and writing what we have shown you, less time on traveling and conferences. You have been faithful in all that we have asked you to do, so the next part of your destiny is prepared to be much more spiritual and multidimensional and less physical. We desire you to enter a very different dimension of rest so you can enjoy the fruits of your labors during the next season of your life. Son, what you're learning to do in the spiritual and multidimensional realms will become the focus of your being, so that although others will not be able to see what you are doing, they will be greatly benefiting. We are drawing you away from a public life to focus on what is hidden and cannot be seen. I was surrounded by a very bright light beyond anything I had previously experienced when abiding in the realm of light. The light seemed to consist of rotating fields of energy that were moving around me and in me, and each field consisting of fluctuating emotions, knowledge, intentions, and these fields were in me as much as I was in them. I could do nothing but be still and experience the different sensations that were moving through me and allow them to do whatever they were designed to do. It felt like I was moving through different states of reality and existence and became aware of time's presence there. The rotation of these fields was like eddies of time, possibilities that were preparing me for the next seasons by giving me glimpses of potential possibilities by enlightening my consciousness. To be truthful, I had no real idea of what I was experiencing, and although it was disorienting, it was still good, and I was still at rest in the midst of it all. Perhaps one day I might understand, but now I'm just choosing to trust in my loving Father and his loving kindness. Son, you have done well not to try and figure all this out. And that shows a new level of maturity, so continue to rest and be. 25th of May. Son, you know you are loved unconditionally, and that makes life worth living in spite of every negative situation that you face. But you have to choose to live loving. And I think it's so important that that choice is one that we're given in every situation that we face. However bad, however negative, however disappointing it feels, we can choose to live loving. Maintain a forgiving, soft heart towards everyone and everything so that you can keep your integrity in the same way as we do towards all things. Loving unconditionally is easy in theory, but for our children, but very difficult in practice. But just like it is for us, forgiveness is the key. We hold nothing against anyone or anything to maintain our integrity as we are love, and we could not expect all our children to forgive unconditionally if we did not do the same. We cancelled all decrees and debts against creation when we paid the cost to redeem creation from its bondage to corruption and decay. That is why all things will be restored, because all things are already reconciled back to us. But it is still the responsibility of our sons to increase our government so that all things will be at peace and in harmony. We hold the keys to death and separation, and we have unlocked and opened the door for all to return home to the place of restored innocence within our heart. The resurrection broke and overcame the power of death had over creation through independence, and the keys of death are in our loving hands. Son, this plan was put in place before the foundation of creation so that love would win over all things and our original intention for peace and harmony would be guaranteed. Our love is stronger than death. Our passion for creation is unstoppable and unconquerable. Therefore, love overcomes all things. Our love is unconditional. Our grace is limitless. Our mercy is triumphant. There is nothing that can ultimately separate us from creation as it is in our heart. Now, again, I would just encourage you, when embracing and engaging what God is doing in your own life, see it as a journey, see it as a process. Don't try and run ahead, don't lag behind, just walk it out daily, walk it out in intimacy, walk it out in relationship, walk it out so that you can experience that love for yourself, that you can experience, engage time. I believe engaging time is really key at this moment in our history, and for history itself. And engaging time is facing the reality of maybe how we've treated time, how we've reacted to time. Are we still tethered to time wrongly? Are we still relating to time in a wrong way? Is our vocabulary towards time still negative? Just check that out. You know, I think this is something which bears to be repeated because it's something that goes at deeper levels, and God is revealing and engaging us with time so that we can engage in his heart in the original intention, but also engage in a restoration process, helping us see it as it was and as it should be and how he intends it to be, so we can be moved by his heart. And time helps us with that. And if we're going to fulfill the restoration of all things, immortality is really important. Life and immortality have been brought to light through the good news. It is good news that we have access to immortality. It is our inheritance to be immortal, to not die physically, to come into the fullness of the power of the resurrection life that Jesus has accomplished for us in birthing us again bringing us new life, coming out of the spiritual death that was a result of choosing independence and coming back into union and coming back into harmony and coming back into intimacy, coming back into that relational place where we can find our connection again with creation as sons of God. So we're just going to finish up with a encounter where we can encounter time, perhaps if the Father would lead you in that direction. But just close your eyes. Again, come to a place of rest. Just begin to slow down. Take your mind off anything that you're trying to understand and just relax by focusing your thinking on the presence of the Father. Begin to slow down your emotions, your thinking, your breathing, your being, your whole physical sense. Slow it down, relax, and start breathing deeply. Breathing in the love of God. Be still and feel that love. Feel loved, unconditionally loved, accepted, approved of, affirmed. Feel the Father's affection, his desire for you. And just be still and open up your whole being to go deeper and deeper into the light of God's presence, into the very reality of who he is, as love and joy and peace, truth, limitless grace, triumphant mercy. Just in that place of being cocooned in his presence, be safe, be secure, feel at rest. And in that safe place, open your heart, set the desires of your heart to engage with the Father. Perhaps set your desires on engaging time. As time as a being comes into that place of light where you're connected to the Father, in that place of intimacy, in that face-to-face place, just let the Father's desire for the reconnection to time, for the collaboration with time, to motivate you, to stir you. Perhaps if you have a negative perspective towards time, just renounce that perspective, let it go. Reconnect that time is your friend, not your enemy. Time is for you, not against you. Time seeks partnership in collaboration for restoration. Time is there to help you engage in restoring your past, bringing you into a sense of wholeness and integration and oneness, reconnecting you. Time has filaments that can connect to moments of your past that need restoration and need healing and need integration and wholeness. If you feel led to travel to a moment, let the Father lead you to a moment in your own life that needs his healing presence to restore you and make you whole. Open to engage time at a new level, untethered from aging and death, untethered from the passage of seconds and minutes, and days and time itself, as a concept of passing, of moving forward. Be open for time to help you and enable you to reconnect to rich time. Time suspension, time expansion, time contraction. To open up your minds, open up and remove any limitations and restrictions upon you engaging with time, being used in time, helping to facilitate the redemption of time. Just open your heart. Just be willing to engage in whatever the Father shows you and whatever time engages you with. So you can come into a full agreement for your immortality, for the restoration of all things.